Bill, we'll actually put William Francis Langley, W-I-L-L-I-A-M, Francis, F-R-A-N-C-I-S-L-A-N-G-L-E-Y. Date of birth is 3/13/54. Date of visit is going to be, it's going to be on 3/11. No, 3/2. 3/2/26. Mr. Langley was seen for face-to-face evaluation today, period. Mr. Langley is in his 8th benefit period from 1/27/2026 to 3/27/2026, period. My plan is to share my findings with the hospice medical director via copy of this face-to-face today, period. Mr. Langley is a 72-year-old, almost a 72-year-old gentleman. He has a birthday on 3.
It changes it.
Oh, does?
Did you do it? Did you read your note?
Yeah.
Yeah, it changed a bunch of stuff. And
for okay. He's okay.
Yeah.
3/13/54. He's about to be 72 years old. His hospice diagnosis is abdominal aortic aneurysm without rupture. And then he also has muscle weakness, hypertensive heart disease, chronic pain, insomnia. Patient is losing weight. He is looking forward to his VA interview for his total complete disability. He's weaker than he was before. He's using a cane for balance. The other day he said he almost fell in the kitchen. He requires help with some ADL. He's looking for a different apartment because of cost issue with the help of our social worker. His sister, who was helping him pay the rent, part of the pay rent, has been diagnosed with frontal lobe dementia, and she's not working anymore, so he's looking for a different apartment at this time. His PPS is at 40%. He has the help of a significant other who helps him with his ADL. Has sometimes bouts of bowel and bladder incontinence. He has a history of renal insufficiency. Oh, no, bladder incontinence only. He has a history of renal insufficiency. He has decided he's never going to use or be on hemodialysis. He continues to have pleural edema related to his renal insufficiency symptoms of BPH, period. Tramadol is sufficient to control his pain at this time, period. He is living on borrowed time, in quotation, because of the size of his aortic aneurysm. His MAC is down to 19 centimeters. He's eating about 30% of his meals. Size of his aortic aneurysm, which as last check was at 10.5 centimeters. Overall prognosis remains poor. He's had some abdominal pain, but of course not related to the aneurysm, because that will be a sudden and a quick death, he's been told. He continues to weaken and lose weight and do poorly given his hospice diagnosis and his other comorbidities. Most likely has less than 6 months to live and remains eligible under hospice care at home. Thank you.